Lebanon is not the most obvious vacation destination with its history of civil war, kidnappings, and invasions by neighboring Israel. But those days are long past, and despite its reputation for strife, many, maybe even because of it, tourism to Lebanon is on the rise now. Here's an encore of a report from NPR's Ruth Sherlock.
The sun is out and there's a gentle breeze, and we're on this sort of platform overlooking the Mediterranean Sea, which is sparkling in the sunlight. That's one of the many hotels in Beirut. These days they are packed, even in the mid-afternoon on a weekday. In the West, the word Lebanon is synonymous with conflict, but the civil war is long past, and the war in Syria hasn't spread over the border like people feared it might. Now, slowly, tourists are coming back. The government says there's been a some 15% increase in travellers to Beirut compared to last year. People from the Middle East are in the lead. Some come for medical treatment from wars in places like Iraq, but mostly they're here for the beach clubs and the nightlife. Samir Talib travelled here from Jordan with his girlfriend, who's from even further away.
Anastasia Tkachenko. I'm from Russia. I'm in love with weather, and here's clubbing.
Some come because it still seems an edgy place to visit. Mustafa Ali Fahaz is the co-founder of Alternative Beirut. He offers walking tours that take tourists to parts of the city they might otherwise never see.
Most of the people who come to visit Beirut, they end up staying in similar safe zones. What my job is going to be today is taking you out of that safe zone. I'm just joking, nothing's going to happen to you, we're all walking. Okay. But really,
there are no minefields. He takes you to see areas populated by Lebanon's different sects and poorer districts away from the beach clubs. It appeals to those who want adventure from their holiday.
Well, my mom was very concerned when I told her, then I'm going to Lebanon. She was like, you really want to go there?
Karen Wenger from Switzerland is a backpacker on the walking tour.
Now I'm just trying to text her each day, Mom, I'm still alive, you know.
Battling this perception of Lebanon as a dangerous place is one of the main jobs of Avedis Gadanian. He's the tourism minister. He says Beirut is more secure than Europe.
They have the ISIS problem. We don't have them here in Beirut. Really, we are more secure than them.
Gadanian wants tourists to branch out beyond the nightclubs. Leave Beirut and you'll find Crusader castles, vineyards, preserved Roman temples.
We have so many places that if we can show them and promote them properly, we can really transform Lebanon to a heaven.
Lebanon still has many problems. It struggles to host Syria's refugee population. Corruption and bad infrastructure sparked a crisis that sees trash piled on the streets or dumped in the sea. Most tourists skate over this, but it's not for everyone. Natalie Jawad is 8 years old and from Florida. She came here with her parents for a wedding and is not so impressed.
I want happy action, no throwing stuff on the ground.
But she has found some things she likes.
The most thing that I like here is downtown city because it has a lot of cool stuff in it. Like squishies and a carnival and painting stuff and toys.
Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.